We are giving away limited edition Unsolved Mysteries Rewind tinfoil hats on our Facebook group. Head on over to find out how you can receive one of these amazing kits for free. Or you can email us at unsolvedmysteriesrewind@gmail.com.
We cover many serious issues in this podcast. This discussion may contain reference to domestic violence, sexual violence, violence against children, suicide, drug use, or graphic depictions of death or dead bodies. It is not suitable for all audiences.
Tonight on Unsolved Mysteries Rewind, two friends get together to discuss episodes of their favorite television show, Unsolved Mysteries. Will they find answers? Will anyone care? You may be able to solve a mystery.
Hello, my name is Kim. You are listening to a very special Unsolved Mysteries Rewind mini-sode. I am, of course, joined with Mark. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kim. Thank you so much for coming up with this idea. This is a really, really great idea you had, I'm going to say, about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
And it's really fun.
I got caught up into it. I rolled my eyes at first, I'm not going to lie, but now I'm caught up in it.
Well, you guys know this past week, our episode that we dropped talked about past lives, children's past lives. So that got us thinking, I wonder what my past life was. So what are we to do but go to Etsy, and lo and behold, they have past life readings for $5 on there. So $5, I spent more than that in no time.
I was saying, you know, I've spent so much more and receive so much less.
Yeah. So we ordered it from these people. This is not an ad at all. This is just the people who we found on Etsy.
But we love them. They are not advertising here. They did not ask to advertise. We are merely letting you know that the service that Kim and I used on Etsy is, do you want to mention them? They're wonderful.
Yeah. Ellen and Kelly with Bring Forth the Light. So we gave $5. I ordered one for myself and my husband, Jack. Mark, I know you ordered one for you and your wife and your son, or you tried to, but we'll get to that, I guess.
Oh, no, so, no. I have three past life readings for everyone in the house. And I also have, I forgot what it's called here,
a channeled
message.
Yes, which was an accidental order, but we will get to it.
That's cool. That's cool.
Okay, so it was like a few days pass, and I get this email that has, I would say, probably 2 pages worth of text about my past life. I'm not going to read all of it, but I'll give you guys the highlights. We would be here forever. So I was a male Celtic farmer in the time of 300 AD, and they say, like, I've had a lot of lifetimes before this one, but this is the one we're going to talk about today.
I loved yours, by the way. I just want to preface that. Yours felt right. And not that I dislike any of them. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But yours just felt, yours convinced me to jump on that website and click that button.
So my father in my past life had 3 wives, and my mother was the youngest, and I was like kind of an outcast within my own family. Now, I have said before, and you guys have, we'll see the picture proof soon enough, that I have like a very male energy about me. So that really doesn't surprise me, Mark. I know you said I do too.
Yeah. I think you enjoy it though. I mean, it's not like I think that you push it a little bit too, I think, but you're also
I'm
a pretty
cool
tough person. So
yeah,
no, yeah, that's a good thing.
And I'm totally feel like I am an outcast within my own family.
Welcome to the club, Kim.
I know, seriously. But like, so I took all this knowledge that I learned. I had to leave because my family was bumming me out. So I had to leave. I took all my info about farming, tending a land, and I found a nice area of land.
Wait, is this your life now? Or is this?
Seriously.
It does. It sounds, I mean, there is so much correlation here. I'm going to stop interrupting you, but there's so much correlation here that
it's crazy.
It makes me almost emotional how spot on it feels, you know? It's good.
Yeah, Totally. And I could like take care of all these animals on this nice piece of land. So I go and see whose land it is. It turns out it belongs to this elderly couple and they're too weak to tend it. So I become like their surrogate son. I tend the land for them. And I am a homesteader in real life and I freaking love old people and they love me too. Like they're my favorite kind of people. Yeah. So the lady like introduced me to one of her nieces. We get married. I don't think we have any kids and I died at the age of 54 from complications from a flu-like illness. And I'm telling you guys, I'm reading 1/16th of the amount of information that was in this for $5. It was crazy.
Now, what year, what period of time was that taking place?
300 AD.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about really early on.
I think mine was the earliest of all of them. I haven't heard all of yours, but I think it was.
I'm looking real quick.
I personally think that my husband, Jax, was the most like true to his life. Now, but we'll get to that because I want to hear yours.
Okay. But just so you know, one of these readings goes back to 400 AD. But so you beat me out by 100 years. Oh, wait. Is it 400? Yeah, 300 would be earlier. I was thinking BC. I'm sorry. It's going in reverse. Now, one of the things, I think it sets you up for an emotional thing because I just want to take 30 seconds and talk about past lives in general and what I believe and what I don't believe. I do believe that, you know, we have multiple tiers of lives. And I believe that there are people who can tap into that and see that these different egos, these different mentalities, these different things within us that are still part of us are there. And I do so honestly feel like Ellen and Kelly have something about them. I really enjoy their energy. I reached out to them outside of all of this. They were very open. So there's a good vibe about it. That's all. So when I'm talking about this, I'm being sincere that I think there's something to this. But anyway.
Yeah. And it's crazy, though, because it's online and the only thing you tell them is your first name. That's right. It.
And they have really no other information.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's fine. And they start each one of these readings with, mine starts Beloved Mark. So just something about the setup is nice. In the 1600s, I was a samurai in Japan. I was born to merchants. I was upper middle class. Sounds like me, actually.
Brag about it.
Well, you know. I mean the samurai part. So, so far, really none of this is total today type of thing, but and at that time, in that lifetime, I was remembering a previous incarnation where I was also a Japanese samurai. So I'm a multiple, from multiple, lives I was remembering. So that's kind of interesting to me.
And you get like a 2-for-1.
Yeah. It's like, I can cross off another one.
That's cool.
And I was really into meditation and physical combat exercises and different type of mental strategizing, learning how to use weapons. I was injured. An arrow went through my shoulder and it basically took me out of commission with the samurais. I had never married, but I did have a partner for the last 20 years of my life.
Scandal.
Yeah. And just a partner. So I could have been a nice gentleman. I don't know.
Maybe.
But I was a male in this lifetime. So I became a teacher of meditation. My partner was, I got the vibe. They called it a holistic healer. I'm going to say maybe a Reiki master was, that's who my partner was. And, they would provide healings to, the injuries of samurai. And I would teach through meditation to heal emotions and spirit. So, I died peacefully, never had children, never married because I always felt as though that would get in the way of my training. And I died peacefully at the age of 72 in that lifetime. Yeah, I would, that would be my goal. I talk about this. I spoke about this with my wife last night. I don't want to be that old, but if I could be 72, I'd be happy. I don't want to. I think when you're 96 years old, God bless you, but it looks like it hurts. So I just want to. I'm fine with 72.
But if I could say with yours, I know that you are into meditation now.
Yes, I've been into transcendental meditation for well over 20 years now.
And if I may, and I don't know if you want to delete this or keep this in, but you are married to a healer.
Psychologically, she's a healer.
Yeah.
To a point.
But it's interesting.
Now, but no longer, you know. She's now their boss.
Yeah, that's true. But still.
She's definitely a healer to me personally, I would say. Just like your husband is to you. But I think I see where you're going with that. But I would say that I don't know if I would consider her as much of a healer of people in that sense. She's not a big believer of holistic belief systems.
That makes sense.
She's more of the scientist of the family.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense.
But I'm very happy with that. I thought that that was really great. Now, Jack had a really wonderful story, I thought. He had the longest of the bunch, I think.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's like why did Jack get so much?
I know, right? And he got, like, he was like, okay, sure. And as I went on, he was like, wait, what? What? Like, it got more and more real for him. So he is a Scottish warrior. And again, he had, like, a ton of lifetimes, but this is just one.
Yeah, that's the thing. They choose from your lifeline.
Yeah, it's probably like what everyone's coming in strongest or something. I don't know. Yeah. It was in the 1300s. He was born a man, and his father was in his 40s at the time when he married his mother, who was 20 years younger than him, and Jack was their only child. Now, Jack's father was in his 40s and married Jack's mom, who was 19 years younger than him, and Jack is an only child.
What?
Yes. So that is like almost identical, and it was ingrained into him from birth that he would uphold the family tradition of men in his father's line, which Jack's dad created a company when Jack was born for Jack to take over when he was old enough.
Which is what you guys are kind of working on right now.
Which is what we're doing right now. Exactly. So he lived out his life in peace. You know, I'm really skimming over this. This is like four pages. He lived
out his life in peace. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you have to, I mean, you can't just read the whole thing. It's also,
this would be so long.
I feel like it's also kind of personal. I don't mind sharing it with you, but yes. I don't know if people even want to hear the whole story.
Yeah, true. Good point. So he lived out his life in peace. He found a lot of closure and resolve from the simple life, which, you know, we live out here. And he finds healing by working with the pure souls of animals. And, you know, we have a ton of animals out here on our little homestead. Now, sure. The craziest thing is that his dad was like a gallowglass warrior. He's a gallowglass warrior. He never married because he wanted the line of gallowglass warriors to end with him. This is Jack's reading. He wanted it to end with him. Now, Jack has never, ever, ever wanted kids biologically because of like certain diseases and stuff in his family that go through everybody and ravages everybody. So he never wanted to have kids and continue that line on. And this was when he was like, what? Like, he thought that was the most crazy part to him because that was so real.
It's a very personal thing too.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, he died at 58 of pneumonia. So that's basically the Reader's Digest version of that. But I thought that one was like, whoa, so much closer.
And do you feel like that really affected him?
You know, he already kind of likes to believe in like the paranormal stuff. He can't explain stuff like that. But I know that, like I said, he kind of was looking at it skeptically, like, oh, you ordered this on Etsy for $5. And it
would a mark talk into it?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, other way around.
Exactly.
But I don't know. I don't know. It hit him for sure.
That's good. I mean, that's interesting.
Cool.
Now, Betsy's, this is, all right. So far we've had a lot of positive stories, right? We've had a lot of warriors and, you know, taking over people's farms and stealing from them. And no, but all of this stuff in it is a correlation. So we get to Betsy's. And Betsy's, I'm going to try my best to look for a correlation, but this is a very, very dark story. This is, there's zero connection here. We dug, and Betsy just gave me a look of like, how much was this? but you know, it just goes to show you that not every life is going to be easy, just like today, and not every day is going to be wonderful. And some people maybe do legitimately have tougher lives than others. And you might be one of those people who've had a tough life. So, mm-hmm. Beloved Betsy, in the 1700s in Kentucky, which immediately she's like, Kentucky.
First American one that we had, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a positive, right? USA. Before USA. But her parents were part of what many people would consider to be pioneers. They were constantly in a journey. The journeys were always long and harsh. She was a child during this story.
Wait. What if this is why you like Little House on the Prairie so much?
You know what? This could be a Little House on the Prairie episode.
Totally.
Now, when I get to the end, you're going to see why. But but if you also like a Little House on the Prairie, you should look up Walnut Grove Cast, and you'll hear Kim on there quite a bit. And it's a podcast about, you guessed it, Little House on the Prairie, and there's a Michael Landon chest to be discussed in almost every other episode.
Don't mind if I do.
But just don't read the fan fiction.
Oh, God, seriously.
Don't, as everybody goes, what fan fiction?
It's out there.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Speaking of.
Yeah. So I'm looking here. I did not highlight the age. It just says that she was very young at this point. Mm-hmm. The life was very demanding. As she grew older, she helped her aunt and mother with all of the domestic household duties. This mm-hmm. was the first red flag, because my wife hates doing anything household duties. despises it. And I'm thinking maybe this is why. Maybe you grew to hate it so much because it was such a big part of your life. She also would feed the livestock. If my wife didn't feed our two dogs, they would not eat. So that's our livestock. But the work never seemed to end. And she did complain a lot because she was not allowed to play with friends, and there was always work to be done. The bottom line, she did earn the value of hard work, and she learned to be self-sufficient, which is something she actually is. When she was 15 years old, she entered into the courtship with the town pastor's son with the intentions of marrying him. But just like on Little House on the Prairie, a flu-like illness spread through the town, and almost all of the inhabitants grew gravely ill. It sounds like a story out of 2020. And her mother got sick, and then followed by a younger brother who died quickly. People were just dying. It was like a plague. She became the person who was taking care of everyone else. She would plead to God to spare her family members, but they would just die and die. Yeah, it was very sad. I'm just going to read this right from here. You cared for your uncle, your last surviving family member, until you were too weak to move. And then spent your final moments laying beside your uncle, holding hands with him and comforting each other in the only way you knew how, until you both passed within hours of each other.
Oh, my God.
Your fiancé. Well, this is the thing. So, hold on. I'm sorry. You know what? The pastor's son did not die at this point. Everybody else started, but she did get into a courtship with him. And they became engaged while this was all going on. Your fiancé was overcome with grief after you had passed away, and he buried himself on the church ground, and he buried you himself on the church ground so that he could send blessings to you every day.
Aww.
So it's sweet that, you know, you were taken care of in the time when you passed, but it's really sad and kind of sad.
No, that's a really dark one.
And my son, Ramiel, I'll read this one really quickly. He was an Ethiopian warrior who's also the advisor to a king in 400 AD. He grew up working class parents, and his father was kind of a jerk and forced him to go into the world of to fighting and joining the military. And he, even though he cried and cried and cried, the father just basically said, "It's done. You're going." So he went away and trained to join with the Royal Warriors. He was 14 at the time, and he was completely devastated the entire time. He had no urge to fight.
Aww.
Yeah, so it was kind of like the dad was a complete tyrant.
That is kind of true.
Yeah. and he used his anger over his father's decision as fuel. he did become very good with his hands, and he was able to repair weapons and all the stuff, and he used his skills and talents to show others how to repair their own weapons.
And you said, like, he wasn't that into this.
Right, but he found, like, his... when I was reading it to him, it's very long, and it's very mm-hmm. kind of... If I would have condensed this into a paragraph, he'd be more interested.
Mm-hmm.
But he spent 20 years defending, leading, and then strategizing with other leaders. But he really found his place in the world of repair, helping people fix their weapons. He became a military advisor. He ended up marrying one of the singers who lived within the palace and had 5 children. He died at the age of 73.
Oh, another old one.
Yeah. But the one thing that I really liked here is that he raised his own children with an understanding that they are allowed to follow their passions and that they would have your full support.
That's nice.
Yeah. And that's when my son was like, I'm kind of in the middle of Fortnite.
Now, I know that you accidentally ordered something. What is that about?
It's just a really sweet message. I'll read some of it. Beloved Ramiel, be at peace, dear one. There is so much good ahead for you, and within yourself, there is truly no need to worry about the future. Be patient with yourself and allow all to develop and unfold within its own time. Remember, a tiny acorn grows into a large and mighty oak tree. So have patience and trust that there is a divine plan and you are being guided in the spiritual and physical planes. And it goes
on.
What
a wonderful message for a 12-year-old to receive. If I received that when I was 12, I think my life would be different.
Right. And the one line, listen to what your heart, what your in caps, listen to what your heart tells you and know that in doing so, you are exuding bravery and strength and shining your brilliant light into the world in the example for truth and love for all to see. So
that's so nice.
Yeah. So I thought, it was an accident purchasing, but it was well worth the price.
Yeah. So that was a channeled message. But what we ordered before that we read to you guys was past life messages, or I don't remember exactly what it was called.
A little bit more exciting. Ordered that. I think the past lives are a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, but it sounds nice. Sounds like if you need to pick me up, go ahead and order one of those channeled messages.
Yeah, I like Ellen and Kelly. I like what they do. They have a very good background, it seems. Like they, I don't know, they just come off as pretty legitimate to me. I like their vibe. I've met a lot of people who do this type of stuff, and I don't always get that vibe.
And that, again, was Bring Forth the Light on Etsy.
Yeah, we'll put a link to it. And but all in all, do you think you would return and look at their other services?
I think I would, because you know what? At the end of the day, it was $5. Mm-hmm. It like set my mind alight with just thinking of all kinds of fun stuff. And I don't know. It was really cool. It was really fun. And it was just like, well, why not? Why not? Let's see what this is about. So, you know, next week, of course, we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming of, you know, murder and all of that kind of stuff. But it was kind of fun to take a little step into the unknown.
According to our past lives, we might have done a little murdering on our own.
No kidding.
Jeez. But you know, I do, I'm just looking here. They deal with crystals and aromatherapy. It's worth checking out.
Yeah, that's even the thing. Why not?
I hope they download our podcast and are listening right now. And if you are, thank you very much for these. We do appreciate it.